showtime.
Showtime.
Not to come back to stop.
I am big.
To Jurassic Park.
It's the picture that got small.
Kind of a big deal.
Hello? Got the painting, King.
With great power.
Painting, we're not in Kansas anymore.
Comes great result, Wizard Harry.
What are we doing live?
They call me Mr. Tibbs.
Echoes of Eternity.
Well, it's not the many of life that counts, it's the life in your men.
Life.
Love. Ever dance with the devil and
rise away?
What have you done to its eyes?
Hello and welcome to this episode of the podcast, The Mnemonic Tree, where we add a single mnemonic leaf to our tree of knowledge. I'm Jans, your mnemonic man, and today's episode will be our first follow-up, a follow-up to episode 32 on the periodic table where we did the elements from 1 to 10. So now we're going to tackle the next 10, which are from 11 to 20. Now, the first mnemonic, if you remember, was hear ye, listen to BBC News on Friday night, which stood for hear ye was hydrogen and helium, listen was lithium, BBC was beryllium, boron, carbon, news was nitrogen, on, oxygen, fluorine, Friday, and neon night. So with this one, I've made an attempt to follow that storyline on to the next mnemonic. Also, because we did the Wikipedia article on the periodic table in the first one, for this one, we will read the Wikipedia article to the man that put a version of the periodic table of elements together, Dmitri Mendeleev. There are now 118 elements on the periodic table, from hydrogen, which is number one, to the last one, oganesson, at 118. These elements are organized into rows, which are called periods, and columns, which are called groups, which gives us a total of 7 periods and 18 groups. The periods indicate the number of electron shells an element atom possess, while the groups indicate similar chemical properties. So with that brief overview, today's episode, as mentioned, will be on the elements from 11 to 20 on the periodic table. So with that being said, we will begin with the summary from Wikipedia. Dmitri Ivanovich Mendeleev was a Russian chemist and inventor. He is best known for formulating the periodic law and creating a version of the periodic table of elements. He used the periodic law not only to correct the then accepted properties of some known elements, such as the valence and atomic weight of uranium, but also to predict the properties of 3 elements that were yet to be discovered, germanium, gallium, and scandium. Mendeleev was born in the village of Verkhny Aramzhenya near Tobolsk in Siberia to Ivan Pavlovich Mendeleev and Maria Dmitrievna Mendeleev. Ivan worked as a school principal and a teacher of fine arts, politics and philosophy at the Tambov and Saratov gymnasiums. Ivan's father, Pavel Maximovich Sokolov, was a Russian Orthodox priest from the Tver region. Mendeleev was raised as an Orthodox Christian, his mother encouraging him to patiently search divine and scientific truth. His son would later inform that he departed from the church and embraced a form of romanticized deism. Mendeleev was the youngest of 17 siblings, of whom only 14 stayed alive to be baptized, according to Mendeleev's brother Pavel, meaning the others died soon after their birth. Unfortunately for the family's financial well-being, his father became blind and lost his teaching position. His mother was forced back to work and she restarted the family's abandoned glass factory. At the age of 13, after the passing of his father and the destruction of his mother's factory by fire, Mendeleev attended the gymnasium in Tobolsk. In 1849, his mother took Mendeleev across Russia from Siberia to Moscow with the aim of getting Mendeleev enrolled at the Moscow University. The university in Moscow did not accept him. The mother and son continued to St. Petersburg to the father's alma mater. The now poor Mendeleev family relocated to St. Petersburg where he entered the main pedagogical institute in 1850. After graduation, he contracted tuberculosis, causing him to move to the Crimean Peninsula on the northern coast of the Black Sea in 1855. While there, he became a science master of the first Simferopol Gymnasium. In 1857, he returned to St. Petersburg with fully restored health. Between 1859 and 1861, he worked on the capillarity of liquids and the workings of the spectroscope in Heidelberg. Later in 1861, he published a textbook named Organic Chemistry. This won him the Demidov Prize of the Petersburg Academy of Sciences. Mendeleev became a professor at the St. Petersburg Technological Institute and St. Petersburg State University in 1864 and 1865, respectively. In 1865, he became a Doctor of Science for his dissertation on the combinations of water with alcohol. He achieved tenure in 1867 at St. Petersburg University and started to teach inorganic chemistry while succeeding Voskresensk to this post. By 1871, he had transformed St. Petersburg into an internationally recognized center for chemistry research. Now on to today's mnemonic. And the mnemonic for the periodic table, elements 11 to 20, is story may also shock people, that's the first five, saving cash after pricey children. And because it's so long, I'll just go over it quickly again. Story may also shock people, that's the first five, saving cash after pricey children. And for this one, we picture this as a follow-up to the BBC News mnemonic for the elements 1 to 10, and this is the headline story on the BBC News, which is about saving cash after pricey children. So we'll get into it. For the story, we take the S for sodium. May, we take the M for magnesium. Also, we take the A for aluminium. Shock, we take the S for silicon. And people, we take the P for phosphorus. That's 11 to 15. And 16 to 20 is saving, we take the S for sulfur. Cash, we take the C for chlorine. After, we take the A for argon. Pricey, we take the P for potassium. And children, we take the C for calcium. And we'll just go over that one more time. So that's the mnemonic for the periodic table, elements 11 to 20. And the mnemonic is, story may also shock people, saving cash after pricey children. Story, we take the S for sodium. May, we take the M for magnesium. Also, we take the A for aluminium. Shock, we take the S for silicon. And people, we take the P for phosphorus. The next five, saving, we take the S for sulfur. Cash, we take the C for chlorine. After, we take the A for argon. Pricey, we take the P for potassium. And children, we take the C for calcium. Now on to
five fun facts.
And the first fun fact today, fact number one. To be able to weigh each element, scientists would use battery polarity. A current was passed through several solutions which would break up the elements up to atoms. The battery's polarity would then separate those atoms, which would then be collected and weighed. Now, I was going to tell a joke about how oxygen and potassium went on a date and everything went okay, but I was really looking for a joke on the periodic table. But unfortunately, all of them are gone. And fact number two. The genius of Mendeleev was that he actually left gaps in his original table in the prediction that these elements would be discovered. By estimating element properties, he correctly predicted germanium, scandium, and gallium. And fact number three. To the antithesis of his genius, Mendeleev also used this system to deny the existence of other elements. These other elements included the now noble elements, such as radon, neon, krypton, helium, argon, and xenon, which I'm sure we all remember the mnemonic to, which was rank hoax. And fact number four. The periodic table is periodically revised by the International Union of Pure Applied Chemistry. The most recent revision was published in December 2018. And the last fact number five. Today, there are 24 other elements that are primarily produced synthetically. Technetium was the first element to be synthesized, and it was first produced in 1937. Now on to
the three question quiz.
And the first question, question number one. Almost 75% of the periodic table is composed of what? And your options are metals, actinides, or gases. And question two. What is the name of the element that was named after Albert Einstein? And question three. Mendeleev's periodic table was designed in the order of increasing atomic weight. The modern periodic table is designed according to the increasing atomic what? And we do have a bonus question. That question is, list all symbols for the elements from 11 to 20. I'll go through them quickly. 11, sodium, 12, magnesium, 13, aluminium, 14, silicon, 15, phosphorus, 16, sulfur, 17, chlorine, 18, argon, 19, potassium, and 20, calcium. It's now time to recap that mnemonic.
Mnemonic.
And the mnemonic for the periodic table, elements 11 to 20, is story may also shock people, saving cash after pricey children. For the story, we take the S for sodium. May, we take the M for magnesium. Also, we take the A for aluminium. Shock, we take the S for silicon. And people, we take the P for phosphorus. Saving, we take the S for sulfur. Cash, we take the C for chlorine. After, we take the A for argon. Pricey, we take the P for potassium. And children, we take the C for calcium. Now on to the answers for the three-question quiz. And the first question was, almost 75% of the periodic table is composed of what? And your options were metals, actinides, or gases. And 75% of the periodic table is composed of metals. And question two, what is the name of the element that was named after Albert Einstein? And the name of the element that was named after Albert Einstein was einsteinium. And question three, Mendeleev's periodic table was designed in the order of increasing atomic weight. The modern periodic table is designed according to increasing atomic what? And the modern periodic table is designed according to the increasing atomic number. And our bonus question, list all symbols for the elements from 11 to 20. And the symbols for all the elements from 11 to 20 are sodium is Na, magnesium Mg, aluminium Al, silicon Si, phosphorus P, sulfur S, chlorine Cl, argon Ar, potassium K, and calcium Ca. Now on to
Word of the Week.
And this week's Word of the Week is SM Plastic, and that is spelt ESEMPLASTIC. And the meaning, according to dictionary.com, is having the ability to shape diverse elements or concepts into a unified whole. And our simple example today is a version of the periodic table was originated by the essence plastic brilliance of Dmitri Mendeleev. Well, that takes us to the end of another episode. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to join our mnemonic community, you can reach us at the Mnemonic Tree Podcast, which is all one word, .com on the website. From there, you'll find links in the top right to Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. Your feedback is much appreciated, so if you have the time, please rate and review the podcast on your chosen platform. Any reviews read on the podcast will receive a small gift of appreciation. And also, if you'd like to suggest a topic or have any additional fun and interesting facts for today's episode, I'd love to hear them, so post them on Facebook and be sure to tag me. Until next time, remember as Socrates said, there is no learning without remembering. See you next time.
60% of the time, it works every time.
That doesn't make sense.